Sego Segoli, Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. It is a pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. Jace Martin. Yeah, he's in the studio.
Oh, right. Man, I'm happy to be here, man.
It's good to see you. And congratulations on all your nominations for the Native American Music Awards coming up on November 19th. That's very cool.
It's very cool, and it's just right around the corner. It seems like I've been waiting for this day for a while because, like, the nominations got released, like, quite some time ago, I think they actually postponed the date. I think it was, the nominations were so close that they had to, like, redo voting again to make sure that, to separate the winners, I guess, so, which is very exciting. So that means there was a lot of people voting, and there's a lot of worthy artists out there that were pretty close, and so... That's pretty exciting.
Now, voting, you can still vote, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Up until when? Do you know when the last
date is? I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure if you go to the NAMA Awards website you can find a link to cast your vote.
And if you want to cast your vote for Mr. Jace Martin, he is nominated in 5 categories, I believe.
Six
categories. Okay, yeah. I must have missed one. We got the Best Video for Ghost, Artist of the Year, Best Male Vocalist, Best Pop Recording.
Right.
What did I miss?
There's like Single of the Year.
Oh, Single of the Year.
And Male Vocalist of the Year.
And Male Vocalist of the Year. So there you go. You got all of those categories, and you can vote for all those categories.
All those categories, yep.
And can you vote more than once, do you know?
Yes, you can. I believe every day, I think you can go there and vote. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Are you going to be heading down there, do you know?
I still haven't made that decision there. It's just my schedule has been so crazy. But I really want to get there because it's always nice to dress up and be amongst your peers and, say hi to people that you haven't seen in so many times. As you know, those award shows are pretty much sometimes you get to see people you haven't seen since the last awards, which is before COVID now. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time. And, I'm going to try and get there,
And like you said, it's nice that... it's starting to get going again. And you were just saying your schedules since the summer, I guess.
Right.
It really started to open up.
It's actually, I kind of predicted it when it could have went two ways during COVID, like it was the first time that all artists were literally just had to stop working and like all the gigs and stuff stopped. And then so one way of thinking was thinking like, man, this is over for us. I never would have thought in a million years there'd be an opportunity for all artists and musicians to just stop and lose work. Yeah. And I never, ever would have thought that. And then COVID... But then I said, what's going to happen is there's going to be such a demand for content. Once COVID is over, there's going to be such a demand for artists that these festivals aren't going to be able to pick and choose all the same artists anymore. They're going to have to expand their horizons. Mm. And all these new artists are going to have opportunities to perform at these stages, which I don't think they would have got necessarily before COVID. So that was one of the most beautiful things that I've seen, that coming out of COVID, that all these events, and just like I thought, they are overwhelmed and they need artists like crazy. So this summer it was just like, I have 12 artists on my roster. So I didn't even have enough artists. I even need more artists to fill all these spaces and opportunities that the Darren Ross agency is getting.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. I was going to ask you about the Darren Ross agency and how that's doing. So, I know I was hosting a couple of events this summer, and I remember artists like flying on Indigenous Day, like two or three or four different venues they had to get to in one single day.
Yes.
And I just thought, this is crazy. Why is it all happening on one day?
I know.
It should be spread out for a week or something like that.
Right, exactly. And I think the artists are starting to, they're charging a premium for that day too, right? So if they, which is rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. I think some festivals are starting to do, like, say if Indigenous Day is on a Tuesday, they're going to start having it on that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which totally makes sense and give options to artists. And that way you can help your budget a little bit and help our schedules a little bit, instead of saying, we got to have you here on this day at this time. It's like, okay.
And less frantic for everybody, including the people that are holding those events.
Yeah. Oh, of course. This is a crazy, crazy day. Like myself, I did 3 shows that day in Toronto. I did the Donnie Winjack Farm at the Scotia Bank Center, and then we did the Young and Dundas together, which was amazing and beautiful, which is always great to be right downtown in Toronto.
Cool,
and then made my way over to Ashbridges Bay with Derek Miller and Gary Farmer. So it's like some crazy. I would have never thought that before. Like I would have never usually do more than one show in one day, but I felt like it was one of those days where it was an opportunity to really showcase myself in front of a lot of people. So. I had to do it, and rehearse for it and make sure my voice was ready for it. But I was up for the challenge, so it was good.
That's good to hear, man. So since then, you saying that your schedule is opened up and it's busy now.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
I am making a lot of music.
Cool.
And so that's what another thing about COVID was, to understand that content not only meant being ready for the festivals, like live material, but you also needed to start creating music, because publishing music and royalties and stuff for artists is something that I really am starting to teach more to youth and emerging artists, because I work with so many emerging artists across Canada, and I get flown across Canada, and I'm actually doing a Zoom, because it's still a little bit COVID restrictions in place, so I got one more Zoom workshop for youth across Canada, and those are the kinds of things that I talk about. I'm always like a very trying to figure out like practical ways to talk to youth and not just give them like generic, you know, you can do it and all this kind of stuff. I want them to really have principles and formulas that they can actually put to use and see some results. So that's where I really came to about publishing, creating music, understanding how to create elite music, radio worthy music, and putting it out, not only releasing it, but that's only one step, releasing it to music, releasing it to markets that pay money, like online, SiriusXM, all over the world. And it takes a lot of work. It takes radio tracking. It takes, you know, networking. It takes so many different things. So that's one of the things that I've been working on the most is with me and my artists is getting our songs through this process to get them to the part where we can record them professionally and like elite wise and get them out to the world. And so I've been doing a lot of music writing with like my artists like Leah Bell and James Wilson and my own music, because I just finished my last album and I released it in 2020. So it's time again for another one, which is crazy. I don't know how fast time goes. It's insane how fast time goes.
It is.
And a lot of the times my music has been coming out like on average, like every 4 years. And I want to kind of see if I can get it to every 2 years, because I know a lot of artists, like for me, my music gets gobbled up so quick and people want more. Like it's, and that's a good thing.
It's
and
a very good
thing. My fans and festivals. And for me, it doesn't put any pressure on me. I just love it. I think that's a great thing. But I've been doing a lot of shows. I just did the Dreamcatcher Gala with Billy Gibbons and Stevie Salas.
Yeah.
And so that was an amazing show. And I'm so excited to be out there in front of crowds again.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that all sounds great, Chase. You mentioned a couple of people, Leah Bell and James Wilson, couple of great young people that are coming up. What are they doing these days? Like, how are they finding that they're doing more performances?
Right. I think James had an amazing summer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really good, like, as an artist, you have to do a lot of the work yourself. I might be your agent or manager, but there's only so many things that I can do because I have to take care of the whole system, right? So he's really good at marketing himself and getting all these gigs and pushing himself. And I still come in there and give him, you know, the opportunities that come for me for him. So I'm just kind of in there like giving him all these opportunities. He doesn't really rest on his laurels. He just works. He's doing so well. We just talked about a new album together. So he's got new music. I produced his last album, Tidal Wave, which is doing really good. It's the only like really professional album that he's put out. And we released his last single, City Lights, to national radio. So it was the only time he's ever had an opportunity to do that. So it's like, again, putting those formulas into practice and getting him out. And that's his first song in his publishing catalog. So it's like so amazing to have him understand the process and what it takes. So I think that's going to open up his songwriting too. And then Leah Bell, we're kind of just waiting on her because she is got accepted with a full scholarship to Metalworks Studios in Toronto. So she's going through this music vocal production program for a few years. And I can't wait to see, like, she's learning so much from all these professors. And, they do these live shows almost every week with all these different artists. And you're forced to write and create on the spot. Like, so I'm really excited that she's going through that process because she's only, like, just turned 20, you know. So, I've been working with her since she was 11 years old. And I just came in trying to push her to just keep trying to be great, you know.
I remember when you first found her and you were talking about her.
It's insane. And then I started working with a new artist from around here who's doing really well, Samaya Smith, who's doing really well, the daughter of famed Santee Smith and George Leach. So it's amazing. And I just seen a new artist online last night. Somebody shared their cousin singing from Niagara Falls. His name's Jerome Hill. And I'm not really sure we've heard of him before, but I went and clicked on a video of him and he was singing
Yeah.
So beautifully. And I'm like, whoa. So I had to like add him as a friend, and maybe I'm going to reach out to him, and maybe we could have something working with him in the future, you know? And that's what I do. I'm always looking for a new artist. Like I said, these festivals are saying like, Chase, who's new? Who's coming up? Who do you got next? And I'm like, whoa, that's a good question. Like I need to really expand. Like, I mean, I added Samaya, but I want to add, I'm trying to work with Key Silver a little bit more, you know, and I want to work with yourself some more. Yeah. And this Jerome, if that pans out. So I got to start thinking more A&R again this year, you know, get some more artists on the roster, you know?
So is this partly because of what you've been seeing as the need that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. The reason for it, I believe, is that before COVID, all these festivals, they had their comfortable list of artists that they always use. So if you didn't get Crystal or Derek or these artists, they would always get them, you know, and they would. And so now Crystal's so busy because everyone's trying to get her, and Derek's so busy that you're forced to listen to new artists. Yeah. And that's a good thing, because there's so many great Indigenous artists that aren't like quote unquote household names, but they are so fantastic. And so that's the best thing about COVID, is that all these festivals, they're forced to see all these other amazing artists, and the fans and art and the people of fans of these festivals are exposed to some great, great talent that I don't think they would have previous.
You know, that's interesting, because, you know, I've heard so many sort of positive stories that have kind of come out of this COVID thing. Right.
Right.
And what you're talking about is maybe that was the push that people needed to sort of not rest, like you're saying, on their laurels.
Yes.
And these event planners and people were finally forced to look for new artists.
Exactly.
Which is, they've kind of gone, hey, maybe there's more to this than music, right?
Honestly, they couldn't just sit back in their meetings and go, oh, Crystal, check, boom, send them money, boom, festival's good, you know? Yeah, so, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. And it doesn't take away from the A artists either, the bigger artists. They're busier than ever. They have to turn the opportunities down, right?
Absolutely.
And the ones they're turning down is coming to all these new artists. And I think that's a fantastic thing. The more artists, the better. I always felt like there's so much room. Like, even when I was growing up, I really never, ever believed that I was in competition with anybody. You know, I grew up with some great artists. Like even Josh Miller, who works here, who's here at CKRZ.
He's nominated too.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah, and there's some great artists nominated there. And so, like, DJ Shub, you know, all these people that we grew up with from Six Nations, as you know, they're so talented. I've never really seen them as competition. I've always was just rooting for him and cheering for him too, because I knew that there was only like one Jace Martin, and I knew there were so many opportunities out there that Derek's not going to be able to do a million festivals a year and a million magazines and a million interviews. And like, there's room for everybody, you know, if you just keep your character right, you know, and you keep positive.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, I when I was younger, I used to think that I was in competition with everybody. Or, you know, I remember I went to
it's like a human thing, right? You know,
and I went to this event, and it had a producer, and they were saying at the time, they were saying, you know, when you put an album out, or you put a CD out, and you put it on the shelf in the record store, it's up there against everybody else.
Right.
Right. They're already positioning you in the position of being against everybody, against, you know, and you're against, and you got to compete against.
Right, right.
But you're absolutely correct in what you just said. If you just, you're not really in competition, because you can't be, I can't be Jace Martin.
No.
You know? There's already one Jace Martin.
Yeah.
So you're not really, even if it's an athlete.
Right.
You know, you can only do the best you can do.
Exactly.
And if you do the best you can do,
right,
how can you be critical of yourself?
Exactly.
You're doing the best you can do. And
exactly,
if that pans out, I mean, there's other things you can do, right, besides that to help you.
Exactly.
But you can't change what you are.
Exactly.
So so having said that, if there are now maybe some up-and-coming artists that are out there listening, and they're going, hey, Jace is looking for new artists.
Yes, they.
He hasn't
fantastic
heard of me.
Exactly.
How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you go to DarrenRossAgency@gmail.com. Send me an email, or you can come check us out on DarrenRossAgency.com, our website. Mm-hmm. You can get a hold of me through there. I'm pretty active on Facebook and all the social media stuff too, Jace Martin Music. Yeah. So you can find me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. And I love hearing new music. I love hearing new artists. And I'm a producer, so I produce music. I've had some Billboard hits. I had the number one hit on iTunes that I produced for an artist named Deanne Rose Moore, who was a debut song.
Yeah,
And like, so anything's possible.
Is she from the north? Or,
she's from way up there. Like Moose Factory, way up. So, and it's just amazing what can happen when, like, what our system does, Darren Ross Agency, because we built our company around the same kind of principles that like the big major record labels do. So we just kind of studied what they did and kind of bring it to indigenous country, which nobody really does, you know, like, and so since our agencies come out, there's so many different agencies that are starting to spring up now, you know. I mean, Shoshana Keish and her husband started a record label that's doing great now. And then there's a great one in Toronto there that, you know, I think it's Red Music Rising. Yeah. And so it's like, it's such a beautiful thing. And like I said, they're not in competition with Darren Ross Agency. There's so many. And I would rather us all work together. And there's an opportunity in the future for us to work together, because I'm starting to work on this major project that I can't talk too much about, but it's going to include probably 25 to 50 indigenous artists in the next couple of years that is going to put together this big package of like this book, like this video, and then like finally this concert. So like there's this big thing I'm working on right now with a big national organization. So I can't really talk too much about it right now, but once that gets launched, there's going to be an opportunity for, like I said, for like 25 to 50 indigenous artists. So I'm going to want to connect with those kinds of labels as well and say, yo, like, this is going to be a good thing for you guys too, you know?
And by the way, Jace, going back to what you were saying about producing and and helping other artists, I mean, you of course helped me with Reclamation Blues.
Of course, that was so fun.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I was so happy to be able to work with you on that. And you brought in some great talent to work on that.
Exactly.
That, right? And you know, I put that song out there to the Indigenous Music Countdown.
Right. And it was awesome.
And now you got to remember, you know, you were talking about all that other stuff that goes into this.
Yeah.
Now, that song I put out there on its own. There was nothing
with
around the song. There was
no marketing.
No marketing, nothing, right?
Yeah.
And it got to number 17.
That's pretty darn good.
And you know, when I spoke with people, they
that's a top 20.
For a song that had nothing else going, no video, nothing else going
that's
on.
Awesome.
That's pretty darn good.
That's really darn good.
So that's an example of just one of the things. And then, of course, I met other musicians and some of the talent that you brought in, right?
Exactly.
And so now moving forward, you also helped me with
like a live show.
The live show.
Yeah.
And now I'm working with some of those artists
again.
You know, with new tracks.
That's how it works. That's that's how the industry works. You know, you got to give and take and share your knowledge. A lot of artists, for some reason, they feel this. I don't know why, but they just feel like they got to keep all their knowledge and like don't share and just say, oh, you got to learn, you're on your own, you know, your own. But no. Help people as much as you can. I feel like that's going to be my impact more so than my music or any accomplishments that I make when I'm not on this earth anymore, because my mentor, Salome Bay in Toronto, that's pretty much what she instilled in me, right? Mm-hmm. She just gave me and gave so selflessly. So I think that's my opportunity to do the same thing. And it, at the end of the day, it makes me it's more fulfilling that way than just trying to do everything for myself and say, look at me, look at Jace, look at what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And which I've never really got, because thankfully I met Salome at an early age when I was 11.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, when I met Leah too, it's just like this, I get to do the same thing. So it's fantastic.
I'm glad you mentioned that again, because I remember, one of the things I remember about you was always that heart that you had, that sharing.
Right.
You know, your concerts for Cure, right?
Right,
you've always
exactly.
put that on. And I always remembered you for that reason and the things that you were doing for other people and trying to help. So congratulations
Thank
to you,
you
for that and
you.
For thinking of others as well, man.
I appreciate that. It's
nice to know that you are taking that attitude. And so anybody that is thinking, don't be afraid to reach out to Jace. He's an approachable guy. So don't be afraid to reach out and talk with him. And like I was saying, the reason I was telling you about the other stuff, about what you did for me in terms of meeting, you know, connecting me with other musicians that I'm now working with, was to say that it's not about me. It's about how that can help other people. If you're thinking about, you don't know who to talk to, you don't have musician friends, but you've got some talent, reach out, just start, open the door and talk to Jace.
You never know. Exactly. Never know. It could like just start you on your path to something great. And if it's not in music, it might be festival director. Yeah. It might be radio.
Right.
It might be, you don't know what's going to happen. And you just got to step out there and have faith. If that's what is pulling you towards this industry, you got to take that step.
Coming back to your own music, we started talking about the NAMA Awards, which are on November 19th. And at Seneca
Casino,
right?
In Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and Jace is nominated in six categories for his song Ghost, and I'm going to go over the list. The video, Ghost, for Best Video, Artist of the Year, Best Male Vocalist, Best Pop Recording, mm-hmm. Best Single, and you said it was one other one? What? Best?
I can't remember now.
Anyway, congratulations to you. Now, Ghost came out a few years ago.
Yep, Ghost came, but the video was, the video is nominated this year. So okay. my new album, Rainbow Worlds, got nominated for all those, for 5 awards.
Yeah.
But then our Ghost video that we worked on together, I put it in there and it got nominated for Video of the Year. So. Nice. Forget to make sure that I add those videos that we worked on. Worked on a new one for my new song Open Doors too. So then that's a great one. So maybe, you know, next time I'll pop that one in there, and I want to get them because I never really realized that those videos, like even the film festivals, they have a music video category now. So it's like I gotta get out there, and like I said, you know, any opportunity out there, just throw your hat in the ring, and you don't even know what's gonna happen.
You could don't know.
Have no idea.
That's right. And Open Door, what a great track that
is. Jake. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That song,
it's doing so well. It's doing. Probably the best that I've ever had, and I haven't had a Billboard hit, so it's doing really good. And it took Free to Fly 4 years to hit the Billboard charts. So you got to really, they're called slow burners in the business. So you can't really give up on music. So I'm always telling artists, like, why put so much work into that music and just not let it do, not promote it, and just. You know, there's artists that just put out an album like every year, and it's like, oh, you don't give that album a chance to get out there into the world. It's just nobody even knows about it, and then you move on to another album, and nobody knows about that one. Then you move on to another one. Like, I just really feel like if that's your heart and soul, that you should put as much passion and heart and soul into getting it out to the world as you do in creating it.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of that, things have changed.
Yeah.
It's not so much albums anymore, is it?
It's definitely not albums. It's
singles,
exactly.
And videos people want, right?
That's exactly.
A publicist are looking for that kind of
thing. One of my mentors, Oren Isaacs, who produces my vocals for Leah and myself sometimes, and he was telling me that before COVID. He was like, Jace, like it's singles, singles. And I even heard Aerosmith say that before COVID. They were like, what they do is they do singles. And then when one, two, or three of them like do really well in radio, they put an album together around those three.
Right.
And so they know that the album is going to be successful because the singles, like if they put out six singles, but only three go big, they put those three on the album. And then the three that don't do so well, they don't put them on there because the audience tells you what's good and what they like, you know, not what's good. They tell you what they like. And it's a big difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And you know, I know that you never know. We always think of North America as the place to be, but you don't know if a song's going to take off in Korea.
Exactly. Right. Like I was even thinking, I did a song with AK McLeod from Six Nations here before, and I had Stevie Salas, a good friend of mine, come and do a featuring guitar on his song, which is huge. And I was thinking, he's like, Stevie's so famous in Japan, right? Like, I was wondering if I should release that song in Japan to his fans out there, and maybe you could get 2 million like downloads, you know? Like, so you gotta think outside the box like that sometimes. Yeah. Like you said, it's not just North America; you got the whole world out there that needs music.
The whole world.
Yep.
Which is now such a small place in many ways.
Honestly, right? We're so connected. Yeah. We're so connected.
Yeah. So, anything else, Jace? I mean, anything else going on?
Wow. No, really just working on my new album. I've been working so hard with my producer. We're co-writing and working together with Justin Abedin, who's like one of my favorite artists in the world because he was with one of my favorite bands growing up, Jack Soul, who was like, you know, they were growing to some amazing heights in the world. And unfortunately, the lead singer Hayden passed away at a young age. So literally, it's so freaky because I'm sitting there working on Open Doors and I'm like, the whole band that we used was the same Jack Soul band.
Nice.
So it's like, I'm like right where Hayden used to be. And I'm like, it was really hard to comprehend that. Yeah. And I'm thinking, wow, I got a really opportunity here to do some great things. So with that in mind, I've just made sure that I'm using the same guys for my whole album, which I've never really had a chance to do because schedules and stuff. But this time I'm just taking my time. I'm making sure we got the right songs. So we're overwriting for the album. Mm-hmm. We're going to write way more songs than we need.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to just go with the six that hit us the hardest. Yeah. And it's so amazing to do it this way. I've never done it this way. So I'm so excited to take my time and handpick and overwrite and go through these songs with pretty much, you know, Jack Soul's old band and then they produce them the right way. And then we're hoping to have my album out by next September, maybe.
Cool.
2023. Yeah.
Cool. That's great, Jace. Yeah. Congratulations on all those fronts and all the stuff that you're doing.
Of course.
And all the great work you're doing with other people, too. So
appreciate it.
Congratulations on all that front. It's really nice to speak with you. Really nice to see you. Haven't seen each other for a while.
Great.
and always nice to hear about all the stuff that you're doing. So congratulations. Congratulations on the nominations.
I appreciate
for
that.
For Ghost and get out to the NAMA Awards, the Native American Music Awards website. Vote for Jace Martin. Best Video for Ghost, Best Artist of the Year, Best Male Vocalist, Best Pop Recording, Best Single, all for Ghost. So check it out. And there may be one other category that neither of us can think of right now. And also, don't forget about Josh Miller is also nominated for Best Video for Solidarity.
Yep.
So check that out as well.
Take a walk in my moccasin. I'll take a walk in your shoes. And when I sing my blues, you help me spread the news. You say you understand, but will you lend a helping hand? Because I don't need another welfare banking man. Where is your line in the train? A solidarity.
And I think you can vote for more than one person.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think one in each category. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yep.
Ooh, some competition.
I know. It's all good, though. That's what I said. It's all good. There's space for everybody, man.
All right. Jace, nyawa for coming in.
Awesome.
Really good to speak with you. Really good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Man. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
We sure will.
All right. Singer-songwriter, Six Nations own, Jace Martin in the Compelling Conversation Studios here at CKRZ. It was great to talk with him. As we said, nominated in numerous categories for his song Ghost. Check it out. Go to the Native American Music Awards website, and you'll find different categories to scroll under to find out how you can vote for him. You can vote up until, we believe, right up until the last day, which is coming up on Saturday, November 19th. So check it out. Wish him all the best. Give him a vote. He's got some great material out there, and the song Ghost is also one of those. You can also vote for Josh Miller, CKRZ's very own Josh Miller, who is nominated for Best Video for his song Solidarity. So, two great Six Nation artists that you can support at the Native American Music Awards this Saturday, November 19th. That's this portion of Compelling Conversations. Don't go away, because right after the break, we're going to be playing you another interview with William Prince, who has a concert coming up at the Sanderson Center on November 23rd. That interview coming up right after this break. Stick around. I'm David Moses, your host of Compelling Conversations.